I want to do a short guided meditation with you in order to understand the spiritual origins of our world. So close your eyes for a moment. Try to visualize going back in time and floating into outer space, past all the births of all the galaxies and our planets. Imagine going back millions of years, billions of years, before there was any time or space as we know it. Go back to the moment that science defines as the Big Bang, that explosion of light and energy that gave birth to our world. The Kabbalists want us to peek behind the curtain of the Big Bang. The Kabbalists share a concept called the thought of creation, an occurrence that took place moments before the Big Bang. We have a creator who wanted to share of his essence. His essence is pure light, pure love, pure giving, pure joy, all the things we say that are in the light. In order to reveal its essence, it created a vessel that just wants to receive everything. Now, what happens when you pour hot water into a room temperature glass? So imagine I take this glass. Imagine it's empty, there's no water in it. And I pour hot water into the glass. What happens to the glass? It warms up. In the endless, the creator created the vessel and then poured all of its light into the vessel. In the same way that the cup warms up because of the heat of the water, the vessel, all of us, received these qualities of the Creator as we received the light. As we got filled with the light, we started to feel like the light. We wanted to be like the light. And it was at that exact moment that we no longer enjoyed just being receivers. We realized we were incomplete. The vessel said, okay, receiving is great, but now that I know what it feels like, now that I know what the light feels like, the warmth of the glass, remember, now you feel the light. The vessel said, I want to be like the light. I want to be a giver. I want to be a creator. I want to share. But who is the vessel going to share with? Can't share with the light. The light can't receive. So that dilemma the vessel faced caused it to feel lack. The only way to solve this problem is that the vessel told the light, I don't want to receive your light anymore. Push back the light. And that caused the Big Bang as we know it, both physically and spiritually. All the souls of humanity shattered, came down into this world, and we all began our tikkun process. And what's actually really interesting is that we had to come to a world where God or the light can't be known. If we were in a world where the light was revealed to us, we had to come to a world where no light is revealed to us. The game is, it has to look totally dark so that I, the vessel, can act like the light. It's like, imagine the scenario of a candle. I light a bright candle. I take it outside into the blazing sunlight. What meaning does this candle have? Nothing. If I take this candle and I put it in this dark room, from every corner of the room, this candle will shine and you'll see its energy shining. We, to reveal our own light, we needed to come to darkness. And our job now is to show people that there is something called the light and you can access it by acting like the light.